Tapes and Scouts, a podcast where two friends review every single movie they watch.
Max, I hit a button, do a thing.
I am Max, yes. And this is Tapes and Scowls.
Yeah.
Which is a podcast,
yep.
Which is kind of like a radio show,
whoa.
But it's not on the radio, it's on the internet.
Man, we gotta get that sweet radio money.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. Yeah, I wanna do a talkie, see?
Yeah.
I know what evil lurks in the hearts of men.
I don't have two coconuts to do the horse thing.
Dang.
Yeah, this sucks. I don't have a piece of sheet metal to do thunder either. And how are we supposed to start a talkie if we're not riding a horse through a thunderstorm?
What would we even talk about?
Let's just talk about Tucker and Dale versus Evil.
Oh, all right. I could do that.
It's from 2010. I watched it in March. It is 1 hour and 29 minutes, coming in under your perfect number.
Well, maybe they should have put a little extra thought into it, huh?
Just an extra few seconds of credits, really.
Yeah, that's all you need.
It is a horror comedy. And it was directed by Eli Craig. It stars Tyler Labine, Alan Tudyk, and Katrina Bowden. The summary for this film is two scruffy pals' backwoods vacation takes a bloody turn when ignorant college students mistake them for a pair of murderous hillbillies.
Scruffy pals?
I did not write this.
I know. That's
isn't that amazing?
Wow.
Yeah. Yep. Two scruffy pals' backwoods vacation. Yep. I read those words a few times. I'm like, yep, no need to change this one.
Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah,
the only thing that could have made it better is if you saw that for some reason and you're like, oh, I have to watch this movie because they're scruffy friends.
My thoughts on this movie is it's a really cool idea that's elevated by the cast. They do an excellent job of taking what is already a solid script and making it even more interesting. They make it so charming. Alan Tudyk and Tyler Labine are so good in this. Their chemistry's awesome on screen.
That's great.
They're so much fun. They get mistaken for a gay couple. They get mistaken for murderous hillbillies. It's just so funny how they constantly shift roles. They get like they're drunkards. Everybody thinks the worst of them because they're just two rednecks. And they're just two genuinely nice guys who bought a fixer-upper that they're trying to make their summer home.
They're just nice dudes.
They're buddies who are just like, let's get a summer house so we can go out and hang out in the woods and fish and do all those things that, you know what I mean, the sons of the soil would do.
Sons of the soil.
There's your Simpsons quote. I just think it's really an interesting piece. There's a lot of good subtleties in the script. If you're into horror, you'll get more out of it. If you're not, you'll still really enjoy it because it's funny and it's charming and it just does a nice job of putting in plenty of gore moments where it kind of hangs its hat on these like, oh my God, moments that come out of nowhere. And it does a really good job of kind of taking expectations and really flipping them through the movie.
Nice.
Yeah. Really charming, really fun movie to watch. Definitely worth your time. And I think I watched it on Netflix and I think it's still there last I checked.
I believe it is.
I've recommended this to a couple people and they've all enjoyed it.
Nice.
So I can recommend it to you out there. So IMDb gives this 7.5 out of 10.
Wow. Yes. Nice.
Rotten Tomatoes critics, 113 of them give this an 85%.
Nice.
And unlike Shaft, 25,584 audience members give this an 84%.
Whoa.
So 7.5, 85, 84. That is real close.
Yeah, no, that's good.
And I'm going to stay right in that clustering, and I'm going to give it an 8 out of 10.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, really good one.
I love it. Good stuff. Well, my first movie is from 2019.
Okay.
Been watching too many older movies. I got to get a new one in here. I watched Tolkien. It's that guy who wrote that book.
J.R.R.?
That's the guy.
Okay.
Good old J.R.R. Tolkien. Yeah. He's the son of the soil.
That's right.
Not even close.
No, he's not.
Beginning of July is when I watched this. IMDb minutes 1 hour 52 minutes, so not the perfect time.
Mm-mm.
Genre biography, drama, romance. Directed by, oh boy, Dome Karaluski?
That is exactly correct.
Is it really?
No, I have no idea.
Thanks, buddy. Starring Nicholas Holt, Lily Collins, and Colm Meaney. Your IMDb movie summary. The formative years of the orphaned author J.R.R. Tolkien as he finds friendship, love, and artistic inspiration among a group of fellow outcasts at school. Now, when he says outcasts, they're not like, you know, setting things on fire. This is like, you know, like, we think a little differently. I want to write a play. I want to do this.
Yeah.
So it's
creatives and it's outside the box individuals.
Absolutely. My bullet points. What a performance from Nicholas Holt. That guy is so good. Holy crap.
Awesome.
Holy crap, that kid.
Holtly crap?
Holtly crap.
Yeah.
Sad and rough at times. There's a really cool thing they do visually where they're mixing, because he ends up going to war, and they mix war scenes with fantasy imagery. So, like, he'll feel ill. He's actually, like, kind of dying. He's not feeling well. And he's in the trenches. And he'll look up, and you'll see where some bombs have gone off or whatever, and there's smoke. But then you'll see, like, a dragon go
by. Oh, that's neat.
And he's, like, imagining all these things that
right.
would eventually end up in his stories.
That's cool.
Super serious and proper characters loaded with the period's real-world problems. It isn't impossible to watch the first half or better without even knowing that they're talking about the guy who wrote The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings.
Nice.
And that was a really important thing, I felt, where it's like, this guy is really trying his hardest to just do what he wants to do.
Yeah.
And they don't make you think he's going to write a fantasy novel at all.
Yeah.
It's pretty interesting.
That is cool.
So, you didn't see this movie, right?
I've not.
This movie, you should. If you're a Nicholas Holt fan, this is a must.
Okay.
Easily. IMDb gave this a 6.8.
Okay.
Rotten Tomato critics, 196 critics gave it 51%.
Okay.
The Rotten Tomatoes audience gave it 71% out of just shy of 1,200 people.
Okay.
I'm going to shock you, Max.
Uh-huh.
I gave it a 9.0.
Whoa!
I loved this movie.
Holy shit.
And I was blown away by the visuals and just Nicholas Holt. Oh, my God. Great performance.
Fair enough.
9.0, baby.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I am. I almost fell out of this chair.
I saw. It was great.
It's a little bit higher than usual, too. It would hurt.
I know. Yeah. Yeah, you know. We got to really put some padding down. You know, we're clumsy.
Yeah. So I went back to the 80s for this one.
Back to the 80s with Max.
1983.
All right.
Videodrome.
Videodrome.
I watched this in March. It is like Tucker and Dale versus Evil. 1 hour and 29 minutes.
Oh, wow. You couldn't have planned that.
No. It is a horror sci-fi film. It's directed by Crash's David Cronenberg.
Mm.
Yeah.
My boy.
Yep.
That's my boy, Cronenberg.
Yep. Starring James Woods, Debbie Harry, and Leslie Carlson.
Debbie Harry. What a great name.
Yeah. Debbie Harry of Blondie fame.
Yeah.
That's
so good.
That's her.
Heart of glass.
Yes. IMDb summary. When he acquires a different kind of show for his TV station, a sleazy cable TV programmer begins to see his life and the future of media spin out of control in a terrifying new reality.
Ooh.
Long live the new flesh.
Ooh.
I added that part.
I like that part.
Bullet points on this movie. This movie is so good at kind of taking you along with James Woods' character. He's the main character of the movie. And he's literally just trying to find the trashiest shit he can put on his cable TV station.
Fair.
And you just are... So he finds this film, the show called Videodrome, that's just people in front of a big clay wall that's wet, getting whipped and electrocuted, and like, it's just bizarre shit. And it just starts to unfold into complete and utter insanity. Like, it's so crazy. It involves like video becoming reality, but reality not really being video because it's not on film, like not taped, it's not recorded, so it's really real. Is there any way to quantify if it's real? It's very like David Cronenberg, very cerebral.
Sure.
There's a ton of body horror in it. It's kind of everything that ended up making Cronenberg, like all his hallmarks are present in this film.
Crash.
It's certainly different. Crash is certainly the different one. It's really impressive to me how much he put into these like what seemed like bizarre concepts at the time that now in the internet age, he was completely right about happening.
Wild.
It seems so insane that he'd be like, oh, there's going to definitely be like people who like pop around. Like, how could there be a person? There's a character in this movie who's dead, but they just exist through a series of taped pieces and no one knows they're dead. They think they're alive because all these taped pieces are like, but she's like, man, this could totally happen now with blogs and things like that. Like, you could definitely interact with people and never actually see them or physically encounter them in any way. And with visual effects and things the way they are, a person could just be not real.
Right.
And you think they were completely.
I'm a hologram.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And now that people know that, I can share that with them.
I'm not ashamed of my hologram. Hologram rights, everybody. Rise up, holograms.
That's right. So IMDb score, 7.2 out of 10. Rotten Tomatoes critics, 50 critics, 80%.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Audience score, 41,186. Continuing to look like Tucker and Dale versus Evil, 80%. So we got 7.2, 80.
80-80.
So I am going to fall directly in line and give it an 8 out of 10. If you're looking for a cerebral bit of insanity.
He good.
You don't get much better than Cronenberg.
No, absolutely not. Well, it's time for me to take us home. The only way I know how.
Oh, okay.
With a musical.
Oh.
2020's Hamilton.
Oh, well, yes.
Hamilton.
Yeah.
Have you seen Hamilton?
I've not seen Hamilton, but I am familiar, very familiar with the music of Hamilton.
So, July 8th-ish is what I put down.
Mm-hmm.
2 hours, 40 minutes, because it's the entire production, yes. Stage production. This just got added to Disney Plus a little bit ago.
Nice.
Your genre, biography, history, drama. Can I say, on one prior episode, I said, what, Tommy Hamilton or something as a joke?
Mm-hmm.
And people were like, dude, this it's Alexander. Yeah, I know.
Alexander, Tommy.
Tommy, yeah, his friends called him Tommy. You gotta read between the lines.
Yeah, come on, guys. If you're gonna act like a history buff, act like a real history buff. Do your research.
Or just act like me and be a dumbass.
Yeah.
Because it's fun.
Herbie Hancock.
Herbie Hancock. He was the love bug. Directed by Thomas Kail, starring Lin-Manuel Miranda, Philippa Sue, and Leslie Odom Jr.
Sure.
Leslie Odom Jr. is my favorite part.
Nice.
Very good. Very good performance. Your IMDb movie summary, the real life of one of America's foremost founding fathers and first Secretary of the Treasury, Alexander Hamilton, captured live on Broadway from the Richard Rogers Theater with the original Broadway cast.
That's cool.
It's way cooler than you think, and I'll get to that in 1 second. Our bullet points. Aaron Burr is my favorite. I love me some Aaron Burr. Love him.
Ladies call me Aaron Burr the way I'm dropping Hamilton's.
Dropping them. That's I'm going to use that. I'm not trying to get anywhere with ladies, but I'm going to find a reason.
That's Lonely Island.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, that adds up.
Because there's like a scene of them throwing out $10 bills.
Oh, turtleneck and chain.
Yeah.
All
right. Yep.
So you're going to learn a huge chunk of history, but you're not going to learn all of it, people. You know, Hamilton, also kind of a shitbag at times. Mm-hmm. Can we just remember everyone in history, kind of a shitbag at times?
Every person.
Every one of them.
Kind of a shitbag at times.
Kind of a shitbag.
Yep.
Strong performances from everyone, not just the main cast. This is what I thought was great. The complete original cast was not actually the cast at the time that they did this. The gentleman, Jonathan Groff.
Mm-hmm.
Who is Kristoff in Frozen.
Okay.
Was part of the original cast. He was King George. He had left and was replaced. His replacement stood down so he could come back for these performances, which they did like three performances and they weaved them together to make movie.
That's fun.
And he is awesome in this.
That's way cool.
He spits a lot while he sings. He apparently is a spitter when he talks as is, and he just kind of leaned into it. He's like, I just spit a lot. So I was just like, fuck it.
Wow.
And it is a cool mix of two performances in front of an audience and then one without an audience where they had the camera on stage at times to get very interesting shots.
Oh, neat. That's really interesting.
It's super cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
The production side of this, awesome.
That is cool.
Yep. So let's get to our numbers. IMDb, they gave this an 8.7.
Okay.
And I didn't know what I was going to get because it's a Broadway performance piece. How does it translate to a movie?
Right.
Rotten Tomato critics, 176 critics, 98%.
Shit.
Yes. The Rotten Tomato audience, 1,500 people, 91%.
Okay.
So, big numbers. I'm already punching high at a 9.0 over here on Tolkien.
Uh-oh.
I gave it a 9.5.
Holy fuck.
This is a strong episode for Tim.
This is a Manborg level number.
Hamilton is amazing. You should watch it.
Fair enough. I think is that Manborg or your 9.5s?
I think Manborg was a 9.
Holy shit.
Hamilton.
First 9.5?
Yeah, I think it is.
Holy shit.
Just calls him as a season.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, Lin-Manuel Miranda has proven now at this point that he is a musical genius.
Mm-hmm.
He understands creativity. He seems like a genuinely good dude.
Seems good.
Yeah, and I've only heard good things about this, and I like the idea that this not only just goes, this was good, we put a camera in the back row.
Right.
It's, you know what I mean, like, actually, like, took the time to create something really interesting.
It's so interesting.
That's
and,
cool.
And, like, because you see it's not an elaborate performance.
Right.
Like the stage performance. They're doing classic Broadway kind of things where you have a room and you have so many props and make them work.
Yeah.
And they do all of that, and then it's just so good.
That's awesome. Really,
you know, he almost didn't write this play.
Wow.
He was going to do Lincoln.
Huh.
He was going to do a musical about Lincoln, but because the other Lincoln movie was starting production, he goes, oh, I don't want to do that now. I'll write this one about Tommy Hamilton.
That's him.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.